Every Sunday we bring you our prophecy update, showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old Bible prophecies. For the past little while, we've been witness to incredible political upheaval in the Middle East that has been labeled the Arab Spring. It's a name given to the revolutionary wave of demonstrations and protests occurring in that part of the world that began around December 18 of 2010. To date, rulers have been forced from power in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, and Yemen. Civil uprisings have erupted in Bahrain and Syria. Major protests have broken out in Algeria, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Morocco, and the Sudan. And other protests have occurred in Lebanon, Mauritania, Oman, Saudi Arabia, and the Western Sahara. There's a fascinating prophecy in Psalm 83 that may be being fulfilled by this Arab Spring. I'll read it to you. It's Psalm 83, beginning in verse 1. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace, and do not be still. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Now, the peoples and the nations named correspond to various nations currently surrounding Israel, if you trace out the names. The revolutions have brought radical Islamic Israel-hating governments into power. If you see what's happening there around Israel, I think you know by now that these are not revolutions to become a democracy. These nations are becoming more and more Islamic in a radical sense to hate Israel and to destroy Israel. The psalm predicts a war against Israel, but it will go on to say that God will defend Israel. Now, scholars point out this is a different war. It's a different invasion than the famous prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39, where you see a confederation of nations coming down against Israel. It's likely the Psalm 83 invasion will occur prior to that, historically. And with all the turmoil and such a sudden shift in governments, it seems reasonable to propose, at least, that this war might be shaping up right before our very eyes. Now, something else to add to the mix, there's a prophecy in Isaiah that has never been fulfilled. It's Isaiah 17, verse 1. The burden against Damascus, behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ruinous heap. And so it's prophesying the complete and utter destruction of Damascus, Syria, which historians say is the oldest continuous city in the world. And so this has never really occurred. It's a prophecy that must occur at some point in history. Now, on July 24th, it was reported that Syria was threatening Israel with chemical weapons. The very existence of those weapons, given the political unrest in Syria, is a threat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, appearing on Fox News Sunday morning for an interview with Chris Wallace, zeroed in on the Syria situation and focused exclusively on the threat that Syrian chemical weapons could fall into the hands of Hezbollah, a possibility, he said, Israel cannot allow. Former Mossad chief Danny Yatom said on July 13th that Israel is preparing for the possibility of military action against Syria. So we would ask, are we on the verge of Damascus being wiped out, as Isaiah prophesied, and could that trigger this war of Psalm 83? Those are all speculations. What we can say for sure is that the Bible centuries ago told us that all the nations surrounding Israel would be against her. And we see that happening as Egypt has fallen and other allies, or at least not enemies directly of Israel lately, have fallen. And we know that Damascus, Syria will be destroyed at some point. All of this probably taking place before the Gog-Magog war of Ezekiel 38 and 39. So it's speculative, but more than interesting to see how these nations are lining up. These are the last days, and things obviously are falling into place just the way God said they were. So get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.